我想跟大家介绍一下我们今天的讲员。
Dalton Jensen。
Dalton Jensen。
He has been missionary to, is it Colombia?
Yes.
Missionary to Colombia.
他曾经在哥伦比亚当宣教士。
And please join me in welcoming here this morning.
请大家跟我一起欢迎。
Good morning.
各位早。
Now, will this conflict with this?
Should be okay.
Should be okay? Is it fine?
It's not.
You know what?
I turn it off.
No, let's turn this off.
Okay.
Okay. Since we were here last,
从我们上次来跟大家在一起。
We were in Southeast Asia last year.
我们就去了东南亚，去年我们在东南亚。
In Thailand for about 3 weeks.
在泰国待了三个礼拜。
And having never been in Southeast Asia, I was always in either South America or Europe or the Middle East. I've never been in Southeast Asia before.
我以前从来没有去过东南亚，我就是一直在哥伦比亚，在欧洲，在中东。
It was very interesting.
非常的有趣。
I love the food.
我喜欢那边的食物。
You can see.
可以看得出来。
I have no problem with lots of rice.
我对米饭完全都没有问题。
And there are interesting things that look back at you from your plate.
他们。
There are interesting foods that look back at you from your plate.
但是那里的食物很有趣，因为它的盘子上会对着你看。
Close your eyes.
你就把你的眼睛闭起来，然后就享用你的食物。
Let's pray before we start.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit, we ask you.
天父圣灵，我们邀请你。
That you, your presence, be alive in this meeting.
希望你的同在能够是活生生的与我们同在，在这一次的崇拜。
We ask that you speak through me.
我们请求你能够借着我来说话。
You call the hearts of your people.
你能呼召你的子民的心。
And connect us with eternity today.
让我们能够与永恒相接。
Speak to us from your word.
借着你的话语向我们说话。
Add your spirit.
将你的圣灵加在我们身上。
Make us alive in you, we pray.
让我们在你里面活出来。我们这样祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Okay, so I gave Judy a set of my notes.
我刚刚给了 Judy 我的写的这个。
We only have 3 pages.
我们总共只有三页。
So we'll go through this very quickly.
对，我们很快的把它走过。
We're reading from Ephesians 4 today, verses 1 to 3.
我们从以弗所书第四章第一到第三节。
And I'm going to ask Judy to read that for you in Chinese. If you have your Bibles, please read Ephesians 4, 1, 2, and 3. Go ahead.
如果有圣经的话，请打开到以弗所书第四章第一到第三节。我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Okay, we're going to talk about keeping the peace.
我们今天要讨论如何保持和平。
Now, if you in the city or the state of New Mexico, who's supposed to keep the peace?
在新墨西哥州里面，谁是应该来负责维护和平的
？Police.
警察。
Who else?
还有呢
？The mayor.
市长。
National Guard.
国家保卫队。
Who else?
还有呢
？Do you think you are too, Ralph? Okay, Ralph will. Anybody else supposed to keep the peace?
那弟兄认为他也应该有这个责任。还有谁认为他有这个责任能够维护和平？
We pay taxes that pay officials to keep peace, right?
我们付税，然后来让这些公家的职员来维护和平，是不是这样？
So does that take care of my burden and I don't have to do anything more about it, or is there something I should do?
是不是这样子我们就没有责任呢？还是说我们也应该负起责任来维护和平？
What do you think?
你们认为呢？
Do I have a responsibility also?
我是不是也有这个责任呢？
Yes, as they say in Japan, I do too.
是的，就像在
Japan?
Japan.
They
point to their nose. Me too.
Me too.
Do they do that in China? Me too. I work for Japanese. I see three entities. Three distinct entities that influence peacekeeping. And I believe you have to deal with them in the right order.
我相信这三个原则呢，我们必须要有正确的顺序来从事的。
So three different groups or persons that you have to keep the peace with.
所以就有三个不同的群体，你必须要与他们能够。
And if you get them out of order, it won't work.
如果你颠倒了次序的话，那就没有办法得到和平。
Okay, let's see if we can identify. What are the three? You tell me.What are the three different groups or persons that we should keep the peace with? What's one of them?
我们来看看是哪三个群体我们必须要跟他能够维护和平。你们说是哪三个呢？
Peace, peace with your wife. Okay, yeah.
Or husband.
Or mother, right? Mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
如果你的妈妈不高兴的话，没有人就能够高兴。
Okay. Who else?That's with others. Who else? With God. Who else? One more. Yourself. Okay. Now, if we put those in order, who should we keep the peace with most important? God. Right? Would you agree? God first. Who should we have peace with next?
再来是谁呢？
Ourselves.
我们自己。
Moi, as they say in France.
Moi. 像法国人这样讲。
With myself. So God first, then with me, and then from that flows peace to.
所以神是第一，然后是我，
others.
然后再来呢是。
Others.
别人。
Yes. Okay. Now if we get it in that order, God, then me, then others.
如果我们能够按照这个顺序，就是神第一。我们自己第二，然后是其他的人第三。
We'll have the power to be at peace.
我们就有能力能够与这三个群体能够有平安。
I'm going to use the Amplified Bible in English.
我要用这个英文的这个版本。
Okay, and the Amplified takes the definitions of words and it expands them.
这个 Amplified 版本呢，它把英文的每一个字能够把它扩大。
And so Judy has a copy and she can use the exact words. We're going to start with verse 1.
我们现在从第一节开始。
So Paul says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord.
所以保罗这里说，所以我这个神的
prisoner.
犯人囚被囚的。
That means one who is in bonds.
这意思就是说你是被限制住的
or one who is captive
或者你被关起来的
okay what is it like to be a prisoner
当囚犯是什么样子的
have any of you been prisoner
你们有没有人曾经当过囚犯
have any of you for your faith or for any time in your life been prisoner taken prisoner
你有没有曾经在你的生命中因为信心而当过囚犯
okayEvery movement under scrutiny.
你的每一个行为都被大家监视。
You're always being watched.
你都一直是被人家监视的。
Focus is on your actions.
大家都注视着你的行动。
Nothing belongs to you.
没有东西，你没有任何东西。
The things that are yours are taken away.
你的所有的东西都被拿走。
You are given another set of items.
人家给你另外一套东西。
And you're completely controlled by someone else.
你是完全是被人家控制的。
Last week, I was with my wife at my son's place, and we were in San Francisco area.
上个礼拜我跟我的太太到我儿子那边是在旧金山的地区。
And we visited Alcatraz.
我们去拜访那个Alcatraz那个监狱。
How many know what Alcatraz is?
你们有没有去过那个监狱？
It's a very famous prison.
那是一个很有名的监狱。
It's on an island right outside the bay.
那是在旧金山湾区里面的一个岛。
Alcatraz only lasted about 40 years as a prison, 30 or 40 years.
这个Alcatraz当时曾经是作为监狱做了40年。
There was one guard for every three prisoners.
每三个囚犯就有一个。
Only 1,300 people ever were prisoners on that island. 1,300 total.
曾经那里只有 1,300个囚犯,
but there was for every three people, one guard.
可是每三个人就有一个,
watching all the time.
监视他们的,
and Paul said, I am a prisoner.
保罗说我是被囚的。
If his actions were under scrutiny of the Lord,
如果说他的行动都是被神一直在监视的话,
and he willingly put himself in that position,
他很情愿地把他自己摆在这样的一个位置。
He didn't say, oh, I want you to look at God.
他没有说神啊，我不要你看着我。
But he willingly said, I want to be your prisoner, Lord.
他很甘心情愿地说，主啊，我愿意做你的囚犯。
Everything I do is under your scrutiny.
我所做的每一件事情都是在你的监视之下。
All that I act as, my thoughts,
所有我的行动，我的思想,
all of my actions,
我所有的行为,
I put them under your scrutiny. You look at them. You control them.
都摆在主你的面前，由你来控制，由你来监管。
If we said that to God,
如果我们这样对神说,
how would we behave?
那我们的行为会是怎么样?
About driving the speed limit.
比如说开车不要超速。
What do you think? Would we drive the speed limit or would we be
speeding?
How about arguing with our spouse?
比如说你跟你的配偶吵架吼脚。
How about having bad thoughts about one of our brothers or sisters?
比如说对你的弟兄姐妹有一些不好的想法看法。
I love them so much. I wish God would just take them to heaven now. So Paul willingly subjected himself to being a prisoner.
对，保罗是心甘情愿地把他自己交给神，作为一个囚徒。
First thing I want to say, to be at peace with God, you need to be in relationship with God.
所以我要讲的第一件事就是，你要跟神有一个和平的话，你就必须要跟神有一个关系。Romans
5:1 says, "We are therefore justified by faith."
罗马书第5章第1节。
Romans 5:1
说，我们因信称义。
We are justified by faith, and we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合。
Because of our relationship with God, because of His Son Jesus Christ, we have peace.
因为我们跟神的关系，因为主耶稣基督，所以我们的心里有平安。
Second thing, to be at peace with God, we need to be hearing and obeying His voice.
第二件事，我们要跟神有关系的话，我们就必须要听神的声音。
John 10:27.
约翰福音第10章27节。
Jesus talking, He says, "My sheep hear My voice."
耶稣说，我的羊听我的声音。
And I know them.
我也认识他们。
And they follow me.
他们也跟着我。
Now listen to this. My sheep hear my voice.
请大家注意，我的羊听我的声音。 我认识他们。
And they follow me.
他们跟随我。
It's not uncommon for people to say it's important to know God.
我们常常听人家说认识神是很重要的。
Know the Lord.
你要认识神。
Do you know the Lord? That's a question we ask people.
你认不认识神呢？ 我这样问你。
Have you asked that? Have you said that? Do you know the Lord?
你有没有说过这样的话呢？你有没有走向神？
Jesus didn't say, "You know me. I know you."
耶稣并没有说你认识我，他说我认识你。
This relationship isn't do we know him, it's does he know you?
我与主的关系并不是我们认不认识他，而是他认不认识我。
Does he know me?
他认不认识我？
Okay, and when that is what he said, I know my sheep and they follow me.
所以当耶稣说我认识我的羊，他们跟
着我。That shows the relationship.
这就显示出来我们与神的关系。
To be at peace with God, the third thing you need to be is controlled by Him.
你要跟神有关系的话，你就必须要由神来掌管你。
I saw Mark had a controller.
刚刚看到Mark 有一个控制器。
But how many of you at home have a TV with a controller?
你们哪些人在家里面有电视有遥控器的？
How many like to have the control in your hand?
你喜欢有这个控制器拿在手里？
Do you like the controller? Or do you like to influence who has the controller and say, No, not that station, go to this one, I want to watch World Cup.
你要去跟那个拿着控制器的说，我不要看这个，我要看那个，你控制它。
If you want to be at peace with God, you need to give Him the control.
你如果要跟神很好的话，你必须要把你的这个控制器交给神。
Here,
神
turn it on.
我的控制器。
Put in my password.
把它打开，我把我的密码打进去，这个交给你。
It's yours to control.
由你来控制我。
Romans 8:4, when we're controlled by Him, the important thing is.
罗马书第八章第四节说，是。律法的义成就在我们。
We are walking in
随从肉体。
Walking in concert with Him, jointly with the Holy Spirit.
我们随从圣灵。
Okay, so it says in Romans 8:4 that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
我们与神同行的话，在罗马书第八章第四节这样说：使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体。
We walk not after the law.
我们不是跟随律法而行。
Not after the flesh.
不是跟随肉体而行。
But after the spirit.
我们跟随圣灵而行。
And the spirit gives us power to do what we could not do otherwise.
圣灵给我们这个力量，我们没有圣灵的话，我们没有办法做到这些。
So three things. You want to be at peace with God?
所以有三件事，你要与神和好的。
Your relationship.
你要跟神有关系。
Okay, justified by faith.
要因信称义。
You need to be hearing and obeying.
你要听从，你要倾听，然后服从。
He needs to know you, not just you know him.
主要认识你，而不是只有你认识他。
And then walking in concert, in harmony with the Spirit.
你要跟主一起同行。
Okay, that's number one, relationship with God. So if we
就是与神的关系。
Now let's stop a second, and I want you to pray. I want to invite you to pray. I won't force you to pray.
我现在我想邀请大家跟我一起来祷告。
If you are not at peace with God right now, you can be.
如果你跟神没有一个和平
，right now,
的话，你现在可以。
You can say, Lord, I come to you.
你现在可以说神啊，我来到你面前。
With all of my pride and all of my personal needs, but I put them to one side.
我把我所有个人的骄傲、个人的需要摆在一边。
And I invite you to be in control of my life.
我邀请你来控制我的生命。
I submit. I want to be your captive.
我把我自己交给你，我想，我愿意作为你的囚徒。
I pray that you be in control.
我祈求来，你能来控制。
Let me walk in harmony with your Holy Spirit.
让我能跟你很和谐的在圣灵里面一起行走。
When you pray that prayer,
当你做这样的祷告的时候
，What happens inside your heart?
在心里面是怎么样呢？
What happens?
发生什么样的事？
Do you worry anymore about the mortgage?
你还是不是继续为你的这个房贷款来担心
church mortgage, your mortgage.
教会的贷款担心，为你自己贷款担心。
Why does it say that the peace of God passes understanding?
为什么说 神的平安是我们所无法能够理解的。
Have you read that scripture?
神，你们有没有念过那段经文？
The peace of God passes understanding.
神的出人意外的平安。
Do you know why? It doesn't go through your brain.
你知不知道为什么吗？因为这个并不是经过你的头脑。
It goes straight to your spirit.
而是直接进到你的心里。
And it affects your brain.
啊，然后再影响到你的头。
The spirit of God lives in your, the spirit that's inside of you, not in your brain. It affects your brain, but your spirit.
圣灵是住在你的心里，不是住在你的脑里，可是从心里面，然后能够影响到你的头。
I want you to understand that.
我希望你们能够了解。
I'll give you time to make sure. You think that you know God.
你以为你认识神。
That's a very surface relationship.
这是一个很表面的一个关系。
Your spirit is where God lives.
你的灵是神是住在你的心里。
Often the Bible talks about the heart of man.
圣经里面常常讲。
And the heart is deceitful.Desperately wicked. Who can know it?
有时候会让人家迷惑。
But God's Spirit comes inside of us and lives there.
可是神的灵进入我们的心里，住在那里。
He can change our mind.
他能够改变我们的想法。
He can say, you know, Dalton, instead of disliking that person.
他能说，Dalton, 我不光是不。
Instead of not liking Judy. Okay. I want you to love her. Yeah, but Lord, she's a pain. She gives me problems. Lord says to my spirit, you love her. And he can convince my brain from here. It's not my brain first.
然后他能够从借着我的心来说服我的想法，而不是说借着我的想法来改变我的心。
Have you experienced that?
你有没有过这种经验？
Maybe not with Judy, but with someone else.
也许不是跟 Judy 有这种事情发生，也许是与别人。
Have you experienced that?
你有没有过这种经验？
When God changed your mind about something.
这个神改变你对于某些事情的想法。
Because the Spirit spoke to you.
因为神的圣灵对你讲话。
Do this, nod or not, but don't just sit there. Let me know, has he done that or has he not done that?
也可以点头或者摇头，不要只坐在那里。
Okay. God will do that.
神会做这样的事。
He'll change your mind, but he'll
change your mind. 他会改变你的想法，可是他住在你的心里。
It's just like the Old Testament tabernacle.
就像旧约里面的圣灵。
When the children of Israel stood outside and they looked at the tabernacle, what did they see? When the children of Israel, they stood outside the tabernacle and they looked, what did they see? They saw walls. They saw the inside there was a building and there was an altar and there was a brazen laver and there were sheep and there were cows and there were priests and it was bloody yeah, because they were killing the animals for sacrifice and it was noisy, right, because do bulls go quietly to get killed or do they make noise? There was noise and dust and smoke. That's what the people of Israel saw. What did the priests see? They got to go inside the tabernacle tent. And in the first room there was the table of showbread. There was the bread of the covenant. There was a lampstand with lights. And there was an altar of incense. Priests got to see this every day. The light of the sun, not inside.
太阳的光没有照到里面。
Light of the candlestick, that's all it was the light there.
里面只有蜡烛的光。
And one day per year they went into the Holy of Holies.
然后每年有一天他们进到至圣所。
One priest. And when he went in there, he took the incense with him. And the blood of sacrifice. He took the blood of the sacrifice and he sprinkled it on the Ark of the Covenant. And where was God? Where was God? The Shekinah glory, the light. The glory of God was in the holiest place, in the inside. People of Israel outside didn't see God. The priests killing sacrifices, murder, and the sheep bleeding, they didn't see God. The priest who took the bread and lit the and the oil for the lamp. Or the incense for the altar, the fragrant incense. He didn't see God. But when they walked into the holiest of all, one time a year, that's when the presence of God was seen. Spirit,
圣灵,
soul, that's mind, will, emotions,
你的, 灵,
soul,
你的想法,
mind,
你的,
will,
你的意志力,
emotions,
你的感情,
that's soul,
这些是你的,
and flesh.
灵魂与肉体,
we have a tabernacle right here.
我们身体就有一个魂,
where does God live?
神住在哪里呢?
On the inside,
他住在里面,
working himself towards the outside.
想从里面, 到外面来,
your relationship with God will change as your heart becomes soft towards Him.
你跟神的关系会, 随时间, 能够改进, 当你的心慢慢软化的时候, 你与神的关系就越来越好。
Is your heart soft?
你的心有没有软化呢?
Or is it hard?
还是你的心仍然是硬的?
I love God.
我爱神,
I pay my tithes.
我做十一奉献,
I obey the law.
我遵从法律,
I am a good husband or a good wife.
我是一个好的先生, 或者一个好的先生,
or I'm a respectful child.
或者我是一个很好的,
I'm waiting for the rapture.
我等着这个,
I'll go home and live with Jesus for eternity. And I'll be just as unhappy there as I am now. Because I don't have a relationship with God. I have a distant relationship. And I'm saying to God, don't mess with me. We need to be captives. Willing captives. Okay. Now, we've got to be at peace with God first, then we've got to be at peace with ourselves. So Paul says in verse 1, I appeal to you and I beg you to walk.
So Paul says in the first verse, 为主被求的劝你们,
walk worthy of the divine calling to which you've been called.
你既然蒙召行事为人,
and this word calling
这个蒙召这个字,
is very important. It means to be called out loud,
意思是说, 人家大声地叫你,
to speak or utter in a loud voice,
用很大的声音来讲,
call by name,
叫你的名字,
and call to bear a name or a title.
叫,
to bear a name or a title.
叫给你一个名字或者一个称呼。
So if you will, God looks across eternity. 是, what's your name, ma'am?
Turn it down.
God looks across eternity. And he said, Bernadette! You are mine! You walk with me! I'm calling you out! And when he called Bernadette, what did you say?
当他叫你的时候，你说什么呢？
I'm you.
Here I am.
说主啊，我在这里。
I'm yours.
我是你的。
Mark. I'm calling you.
我现在在呼召你。
Well, I'm calling you.
我现在在呼召你。
Joel, where did you go?
Joel, 你到哪里去了？
Joel, Hannah.
Hannah.
David.
David.
Judy.
Judy.
I'm calling you.
我在呼召你们。
And he wants you to respond.
他要你做出回应。
Lord, here. Yes.
你说是的。
Yes. What do you want me to do?
主啊，你要我做什么？
You know what he says? Bear my name.
主说你要
carry
有我的名字。
My name.
负着我的名字。
Reflect my nature.
来想着我的
I will live inside of you.
我将会住在你。
You will be different.
你将会不同。
Because of my life inside of you.
因为我住在你的里面。
And when you answer that call,
当你回应主的
呼召， it is not just about waiting to go to heaven.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever heard the hymn.
我不知道你有听过一首诗歌。
My mom used to sing this.
我妈妈以前常常唱这首歌。
This is like heaven to me. This is like heaven to me.
这就像对我来讲，这就像天堂一样。
And she said, one time I was in an old folks' home.
他说有一天，有一次我在一个老先生。
And there was a little old man sleeping.
那老先生在那睡觉。
There was another person wetting their pants.
另外一位呢是尿湿了他的裤子。
Another one was drooling.
有另外一个在那边流口水。
And she was singing to them, "This is like heaven to me."
他我的母亲就对他们在唱这首歌说，这就像天堂一样。
And she looked and she goes, it doesn't look like
that.
When the disciples said to Jesus, teach us to pray. Do you remember that verse? What did Jesus say to them? Pray like this. Father, you're in heaven.Hallowed be your name. Your name is holy. Father, your kingdom come on earth just like it is in heaven. Stop. God does not want you and me to wait to go to heaven to experience his kingdom.
神不要你跟我等一直到天上的时候才能够经验到这个天堂。
We are not supposed to be sitting here waiting to go to heaven to experience His
kingdom.
We are supposed to pray, Father, your holy name, make it so that your kingdom comes to earth. And where I walk becomes God's territory. And I change the atmosphere around me. And I not be satisfied if things don't go well.
我如果事情不顺利的话，我不
满足。You change the circumstance.
主啊，求你改变这个环境。
Or if you won't, then change me through the circumstance.
如果你要的话，借着这个环境来改变我。
Your kingdom, right here. That's what I want.
你的国能够降临在地上，就在这里。
Can you pray that prayer?
你能这样祷告吗？
I want your kingdom to come in my life.
我要你的国降临到我的地上。
Guess what? When you do.You'll begin to have peace inside.
如果你这样祷告的话，你的心里就会有平安。
Okay, what time am I supposed to be done, Mark?
Come
for so. Good. Okay. We go on forever. Judy, you're doing great. What interpreting that you think? Number one, you got to be obedient to your calling.
第一点，你必须要顺服你的呼召。
It means you need to know you have one. In Hebrews 3.
在希伯来书第三章这样说。
Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书第三章第一节这样说：同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
And I'm going to tell you the Chinese, the members of the Chinese Baptist Church in Albuquerque.
我要告诉你们，这个在这里的。
You are not sinners saved by grace.
你们什么？
You are not a sinner saved by grace.
你们不是蒙恩的救赎的罪人。
Judy's getting nervous.
I thought.
You are holy brethren.
你们是圣洁的弟兄。
You are saints of God.
你们是神的圣者。
And therefore you are partakers of the heavenly calling.
所以你们是能够有这种从天来的呼召。
Please, everybody at one time, say your name. Are you ready?
请大家一同说你的名字。
One, two, three. Dalton. You say your name. Everybody say your name. I want you to say your name out loud.
大声说你的名字。
Are you ready?
Yes.
One, two, out loud. Dalton, say it. All right. God called you by name.
神叫着你的名字。
And He knows your name.
他知道你的名字。
And He wants you to be a partaker of the calling of God.
他要你是属于这个神的呼召。
And it's your job to make that calling sure.
那是你的责任来让这个呼召能够是确实确定的。
Answer it.
回应他的呼召。
2 Peter 1 verse 10 says,
彼得后书第一章第十节这样说。
Okay, whether the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, and if you do these things, you shall never fall.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
When you recognize God's call,
当你听到神的呼召,
you have a choice.
你有一个选择。
You can run like Jonah.
你可以像约拿那样子跑掉。
You can resist.
你可以这。
But you can't make me do that.
你为什么呢? 你不能让我。
You can pout about what you won't get to do because now God called you. You can pout. Or you can embrace. And if you embrace it,
如果你拥抱神的呼召,
you will be strengthened by the power of God.
神就会有借他力量来使你坚强。
The power to do things that you never imagined.
他会给你力量来做你想都想不到你能够做的事情。
Servant of the Most High God.
你做神的仆人。
Servant of the Most High God.
你是神。 最伟大神的仆人。
And oh, by the way, that calling is for a lifetime. It's not for 15-minute periods or for a school semester.
神的这个呼召是你一辈子的呼召，而不是说15分钟就以后就没有了。
All right, last thing.
最后一点。
Can you translate this verse in these two verses just straight into Chinese? I'm going to listen. And I won't understand a word about my translation.
Do you want me to just
read? But no, not no, that. No, I want no. you to translate
oh, okay.
exactly as it says.
Okay.
Or I can say it and then you can translate it.
Okay.
Whatever is best for you, Judy. Alright, Paul says in verse 2, living as you should.
保罗在以弗所书四章第
with complete lowliness of mind or humility.
他说你的脑就完全的这个最低的一种状态。
Is humility something that we normally have?
谦卑是不是我们平常都有的一个态度？
Are Asians normally humble?
亚洲人通常都是比较谦虚的。
Are white people normally humble?
白种人是平常是不是谦虚的？
How about Hispanic?
西班牙人的呢？
Or black?
或者是,
I'm going to tell you, there is no culture or nationality that is typically humble of themselves.
我告诉你，没有哪一种民族是天生的就是很谦虚的。
We have selfish pride.
我们有自己的骄傲。
And Paul says, I want you to be humble.
那保罗说，我要你谦虚。 谦卑
humble
谦卑
okay without the Holy Spirit does
没有,
that work
没有圣灵的话, 你能不能做到吗?
How's that working for you without God
没有神的话, 你能不能做到这个?
It's not easy because we put on an actions that look humble but we're proud of how humble we are yes or no I'm so humble I'm going to take notes on how humble I am and you know what humility does not mean to think less of yourself it just means think of yourself less
只是说比较少想到你自己
does that make sense? You're thinking about others instead of about me
你想到的是别人, 而不是想到你自己
and meekness
很温和,
not selfish
要不自私
selfishness is me focused
自私是说, 专注在你自己
I worship at my altar
我在我的祭坛上,
I care about me
我只关心我自己
how do I feel
我怎么觉得?
Am I hungry?
我是不是饿了?
Am I full?
我还是我饱?
Am I happy?
我高不高兴?
Am I sad?
还是我悲伤?
So what?
又怎么样?
If I care about me all the time, you're going to know it.
如果我一直只是关心我自己的话, 你会注意到,
you know, Dalton is not easy to get along with.
你就会说,
He's really concerned about himself.
他只关心他自己。
Paul says, be patient.
保罗说要, 忍耐,
bear with one another.
用爱心互相宽容,
and make allowances because you love each other.
Make
allowances. Forgive. Allow them to do things. Overlook stuff.
宽容别人因为你们彼此相爱,
you did that, you know what? It's okay.
你如果这样做的话就,
没事了。 So, you want to be at peace with others?
所以你要与其他的人和平相处 把注意力从你自己转移开来
and focus on them
注意到别人
and seek to have a relationship with them
然后跟他们寻求一个能够有亲密的关系
now the last verse says be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and the oneness that's produced by the Spirit
第三节保罗这样说 用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
This is not like salvation. One time, all done.
这不像救恩一样，一次就能够解决。
This is keep on doing.
这是一个一直做下去的事情。
You're going to deny yourself?
你必须要否认掉你自己。
Good. Keep on denying.
然后你要继续这样做。
You're going to crucify your flesh?
你要把你自己钉在十字架上。
Good. Keep on crucifying.
你要继续这样做。
Are you gonna reckon yourself dead? Are you gonna? Oh, okay. I'm alive to God and dead to myself.
你要不要这样说，把自己当作死的，然后全部交给神？
Keep on doing that.
继续这样做。
God longs to have a relationship with you.
神渴望能够跟你有一个亲密关系。
His biggest heart desire.
他最大的希望。
Is that we pursue him avidly.
Run
after him.
追求他,
and if you will ask him,
你如果问他,
Lord, am I in right relationship with you?
主啊,我跟你的关系好不好吗?
And if he says yes,
如果他说是的,
you're going to have peace.
那么你的心里就有平安。
When you answer his call, you'll be at peace with yourself.
Peace
with others isn't something you walk around trying to get. It is the fruit of your peace with God and peace with yourself.
那是你与神和好，跟你自己和好所结出来的果子。
So Judy?
Yeah.
Judy. You have the power to be at peace. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
you have the power.
你也有这个能力,
because your God knows you and loves you.
因为你的神认识你, 他也爱你,
you are forgiven by Him.
你已经被他饶恕。
And he wants you to walk with him in peace and with you.
他要你能够与他同行，以及与你的这些弟兄姐妹同行。
God bless you. Thank you for the chance to come and speak today.
愿神祝福大家，谢谢你们的这个机会。